to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
In this day.
Yes.
We are excited to be back live on the radio. Last week, we were playing clips from Family Enrichment Night. So we hope you enjoyed those teachings. They're also available through the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page. They air on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m., and they're also archived there to go back to and listen to again and again. But we are very glad to be back live right here on the air from the WMIE studio this morning.
And this Monday, it's Monday morning. How you feeling out there? Make your day count, family. I hope you're feeling great. I hope you're enjoying the blessings of God. I hope the power of God is enriching your life, because that's our goal here, is to enrich your life with the power of God. So you make your day
count. Yes, and we want to say thank you. We had some sponsors who have made donations to the radio program, and as we said, we mailed out the book. So thank you to all those who have sent in a donation. If you would like to make a donation to Make Your Day Count, which goes directly to paying for the airtime for this program, you can send a check or money order to P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. And with your giving of any amount, you will receive a copy of the book, Make Life Work, and a copy of the book, The Robe of Many Colors. They'll be shipped directly to you, so please include your address where you would like the book sent to, and we will get them to you as soon as possible. So thank you to the families who have supported, and we're asking that you continue to support, and others who haven't supported yet, please support this radio broadcast.
We, on the year, over a year, and we have not asked for any contribution of the, for our listeners, because that was not the purpose why we came on the year. And this is a very expensive broadcast, 5 days a week, and it's not free. And so we pay for it. Not we, but God pay for it, because it's God's program, and God takes care of his program. But here, make your day count, family. God got you out there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you sow into what you know is right, you reap the what?
Benefits.
Oh, come on. All right. We got a lot to say this morning. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not going to take more time, Pastor Diana. You're the host. So tell us what we're going to talk about.
We're in the book, Make Life Work. We want to encourage you to get this great book. It is truly a manual to go back to again and again, especially now as we're closing out the third quarter of the year and we're entering into the fourth quarter of 2020. It has come very fast. And in this last quarter, God is counting on each and every one of us to produce what he has sent in this earth to produce. So though the vision may be tarrying, wait for it. It will surely come to pass. And the word of God reminds us to not despise small beginnings. So that thing that you are working for to bring forth into the visible, the blueprint that's already been written in heaven, that invisible blueprint that you're working to manifest here in the earth realm, I want to encourage you to do a little bit each and every day towards it. And it will begin to unfold before your very eyes. You will see it here in the land of the living, and others will benefit from it. And that is why God has sent you into the earth, each and every one of us sent on a mission, on an assignment to build a vision, to manifest the vision which was written first. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, the vision was already written, and everything that you need to make that thing come to pass here in the earth realm, it is already inside of you. Paul reminds us that all we need is a willing mind and what's already in our hand to start the work. So we're going to be in chapter 2 of Make Life Work. Work hard.
The only way let me say, the only way that you will be able to make your day count is to be a hard worker. So let's say that. Mm-hmm. I don't care who would say anything else or talk to you or give you any other doctrine in not going to work. Mm-hmm. The only way to make your day count on this earth, in the earth realm, is to be a hard worker. Jesus says, I work. And I work until what? Now. Because my Father what?
Works.
Work. Make your day count is working, my friend. Mm-hmm. So we're going to dive into this thing. Go ahead, Pastor Dot.
So if you're following along with us, we're on page 12, which is the beginning of chapter 2, Work Hard. To get a copy of the book, you could go to www.how2makelifework.com. How2makelifework.com. You could order the book as a digital download, an ebook, or you can get the paperback shipped to you. Work hard. Day after day, when I was young, I watched my father stride through the front door following the midnight shift at a Jamaican sugarcane factory. After chatting with us over breakfast, when we left for school at 8 o'clock, he went to work in the fields, raising the food needed to feed our family. Such a grueling routine might break the spirit of a lesser person. In similar high-pressure circumstances, some escape through a bottle of liquor or head out the door while leaving the state to assume their responsibilities. Not my father. He toiled diligently to put me, 8 sisters, and 3 brothers through school. Growing up, I never lacked adequate food, clothing, and a roof over my head.
Why? Mm-hmm. Because of hard work. He make his day count. Mm-hmm. Every day. By doing. We say here, and make your day count, family, we do the do's. Mm-hmm. Right, Pastor Dye?
Yes.
We do the do's.
We do the do's.
Don't talk the do's. Do the do's.
And when you're doing the do's, you don't have to worry so much about the don'ts. Because right. Your time is consumed with the doing the do's. The do's.
Yeah. Always doing the do's. What? Listen. Saul and Damascus Road. He says, Lord, what will you have me to what?
Do.
Do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all about what you're going to do.
That's good because Saul, he was raised up, trained up by the Pharisees, so he knew a lot. So he didn't say, Lord, what do you want me to know?
Yeah.
He said, Lord, what do you want me to do?
Do.
Because we can know a whole lot and do a little. We can know a lot and still do a little. So we need to be doing.
So what are we going to do today?
Do.
Yeah, we're going to do some stuff today. You're going to find something positive and make it happen. Mm-hmm. Because remember now, you only have how many days? You only have what? Today.
Mm-hmm.
So you only have one?
Today.
You don't have tomorrow. There's no such thing like tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You only have today. Mm-hmm. And since you only have today, what are you doing? Not what are you saying now. What are you doing to make this day count? To make your life count. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm fired up.
You go on to say in the book, I'm so thankful that my parents taught me a good work ethic. No matter what the setbacks, obstacles, or financial strains, I knew that one secret to enduring came from diligence. More than once, I asked my father why he worked such long hours. In response, he always told me about the life of Jesus, often commenting, Jesus was the hardest working man who ever lived on this earth. Those words burrowed deep into my spirit. Today, they help me strive for success. The alternative to diligent effort can be seen on the streets of major metropolitan cities and small towns alike. namely people drifting through life aimlessly while hoping the government, a lottery ticket, or someone else's hard work will somehow bring them the good fortune they crave, with all with little or no effort on their part. The chances of this happening are akin to finding a grain of salt on a sandy beach.
Yeah.
I have always liked the way Solomon puts it. He who has a slack hand becomes poor, but the hand of the diligent makes rich.
He who have a what kind of hand?
A slack hand.
A lazy hand. Don't want to do anything. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we are misled that we pray and wait. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hear the thing now. We come to God, Pastor Diana, mm-hmm. and we pray. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to do anything now because it's all about God doing it. I don't have to do anything. So I'm just going to pray, sit back, mm-hmm. and wait until God do it. And then I say, won't God do it? My friend, that is, I haven't seen that work. Mm-hmm. That's not how it works in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. God has given us the ability. I am the Lord thy God that gives you the ability, the power to do things. Mm-hmm. I am the Lord thy God that causes you to profit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You got to do. Mm-hmm. You got to work. There's no gain without what? Work. Mm-hmm. It's like a student goes to school. He says, okay, I'm just going to pray to pass this exam. And he closes his book. Let me tell you, you're going to get zero.
It's like us, too, as parents with our children. When they're a certain age, yeah, we're willing to do certain things for them. We're willing to help them do stuff. But I doubt, moms and dads, that you went in there and brushed your 16-year-old's teeth this morning. You expect them now to do it on their own. You might have went in there and helped your 2-year-old, but not your 16-year-old. You're expecting now that they've matured to a place where they're able to do things on their own. So it is with God. We're matured in the spirit, and then God expects us to go out there and do it, to do what we are called, what we are sent in the earth to do. Now, we can't let this day, August 10th, go by without recognizing Pastor Kim Beckford, who has went on to be with the Lord now. It's been a year today. So we want to recognize her this morning. We want to continue to thank God for her life, the seeds that she sowed in this community, in the city of Cocoa, seeds of love, seeds of encouragement, money seeds that have started some of the programs that you still are reaping from today. So we thank God for the life of Pastor Kim Beckford. I know my life never would have been the same if I didn't walk into that church back in 2006, Celebration Tabernacle Church, walked in there and came under the teaching of Pastor Errol and Pastor Kim Beckford. She definitely encouraged and birthed many spiritual sons and daughters who are continuing to do a great work on today as she glories from the heavens.
Man, she make her day
make
count.
Her day count.
Oh my God, she make her day count.
And she believes in this program that she was the visionary for this program, Make Your Day Count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, senior pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Promised land and on you I will wanna stand, cause I cannot do it on my own. You wanna need to be right by your side, cause I cannot hide, Lord, I know that I need you. Na 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 na, I need you. Na 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 na, I need you. Without you, I'm so alone. I am weak, but you are strong. You pick me up.